I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Thanks for being here this Friday. A lot to get to in this edition of the show, and we're going to start in Pakistan, a country described for years as a U.S. ally in the fight against terrorism. But there's big news on that front this week. The Trump administration has decided to suspend at least $900 million in security assistance to Pakistan. The reason? The State Department says Pakistan is not doing enough to fight terror groups on its territory. In fact, President Trump has accused Islamabad of, quote, giving safe haven to the terrorists we hunt in Afghanistan, end quote. In a minute, the impact freezing this money will have on security in the region. First, though, we're going to hear how people in Pakistan are reacting to this news.
Well, I think disappointment and frustration.
Beena Shah is a Pakistani writer, columnist, and blogger. She spoke with us from Karachi.
I don't think that it's easy for any country to do 100% when you're faced with the kind of situation that we are faced with. And it's not like the signs weren't there that this was coming. But I think just to have the hammer lowered on us, it's been a little bit of a rough ride.
I mean, Donald Trump is the one who is pulling the dollars, but this was a critique, the ineffectiveness of Islamabad on terrorists. It was a critique during the Obama administration, too. I mean, if Pakistan isn't doing enough, what is wrong with pulling the aid?
Pakistan cannot win this war for the United States. That's the first thing to realize. The war is continuing in Afghanistan for a number of factors, only one of which might be the existence of safe havens on both sides of the border for miscreants, for extremists and militants who can easily escape from one side to the other. That is a problem that needs to be addressed, but the Afghanistan side refuses to recognize that line. It's the Durand line. It's not even a firm border. So we're stuck with a stalemate there. Second of all, there are so many internal factors. There's so many things going on in Afghanistan. Warlords and tribal parties are fighting for power, for control. The Taliban is stronger than ever. It controls more territory than ever. It's powered by the money that it earns from the heroin trade, from the poppy crops that it grows. This is not Pakistan's problem. So I think just to blame everything on us and say that we're the reason this war isn't being won is ridiculous.
So Beena, there in Karachi where you are, what are you hearing in the media there and from other Pakistanis about this suspension of aid?
I think the same sort of frustration and disappointment that I expressed to you myself on a personal level. And there's the reassurance of China behind us to say that, well, you know, this isn't going to affect your economy adversely, but it's still going to have a very bad effect on the stability of the region.
Yeah, I'm also reading that China is kind of prepared to step in and provide assistance if it's needed in Pakistan. Personally, Beena, how does this money affect you on a daily basis? Like, have you felt safer in Pakistan because the U.S. has been providing the security assistance?
There's a lot of assistance the United States has been providing. It hasn't just been about, you know, fighting a war in Afghanistan. It's been about training our security forces, training our police in many ways, increasing surveillance at the airports. There are a lot of factors that have been instrumental to making Pakistan, and at least my city, Karachi, a safer place or a safer feeling place. Deaths due to terrorism have dropped in the last several years. That is in large part due to our own military operations that are continuing in our territory. The United States has helped with all of those things, as allies and friends and partners should do. This is just really a sad turn of events for all of us.
So, I mean, given that kind of tough relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan over the years, how do you envision like a good relationship between these two countries?
I mean, I think that, first of all, the people that are making these decisions need to listen more to the very real fact that Pakistan feels insecure, surrounded by unfriendly countries. It doesn't feel like it is in a good position vis-a-vis its own internal security. The United States needs to really acknowledge that fact, not just what we've been doing for them or not doing for them in the war on terror. If that basic understanding can be made, I think things could at least be normalized, if not returned to that very favorable situation that we had hoped to see before.
Pakistani writer and blogger Beena Shah speaking there from Karachi. Let's focus now on what this suspension of U.S. aid to Pakistan could mean on the ground in the fight against extremist groups like that are active in the country, like al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the Haqqani Network. Ayesha Siddiqui is a Pakistani military expert and a research associate at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. That's where we reached her via phone. So Pakistan is going to lose anywhere from $900 million to $1.3 billion. Remind us what that money currently goes to.
Well, that money is for basically whatever Pakistani military spends on a war against terror as part of the American coalition. So whatever services are provided, that's a reimbursement for that.
So if we use the round figure of $1 billion, do you know what percentage of Pakistan's military budget that accounts for?
That would not be a huge proportion there, because it's going towards not major weapon systems, but electronics, etc. So I would estimate that this is 4 to 5% of the defense budget, nothing more. The $1 billion is not a huge amount.
So what will that actually affect then? How do you see this playing out? Like what's not going to happen as a result of this, say, $1 billion frozen?
I don't think it really get affected, because if Pakistan has to fight a war in terror, it's to secure itself. So the money would come from the budget, and it's happened in the past as well. Let me remind you that it's been the third time that there have been sanctions against Pakistan. And every time there is a sanction, Pakistan tries to fill the gap through using its own resources. But the other thing which it hopes to do is get some money from China. One window is open if the American window shuts. It's looking for a reliable partner, especially when the United States has chosen India over Pakistan in Afghanistan. And the point here is that it's not just that Pakistan needs American money. It's also that America needs Pakistan, especially when Donald Trump has increased the number of troops in Afghanistan. America needs supply line, and that supply line goes through Pakistan. So at some point in time, although aid has been discontinued and Pakistan's foreign minister has said that this is the end of the alliance, I think they'll have to go back to the drawing board and negotiate a bit more.
So the U.S. State Department has said this frozen security money is supposed to be an incentive for Pakistan to take action, not a punishment. If Pakistan just turns to China, how do you think the United States will read that?
Pakistan has already been pushed into China's lap. And of course, that's not going to make Donald Trump very excited. But I think that's what the game is right now. China and Pakistan are much stronger allies than Pakistan and United States. And the signal from Pakistan is that you can't treat us like this. I mean, I think the greater concern is not the $1 billion that have been cut off. It's the humiliation.
So when Pakistan's foreign minister says the U.S. is treating his country like a whipping boy, it's about respect. It's not about that $1 billion.
Yeah, it's not really about money. It's you can't treat me like that. Pakistan will continue with whatever it thinks is in its interest. And the responsibilities in both states, Pakistan and United States, to find a middle ground.
So there was word from a White House official today that the frozen aid could actually be much closer to $2 billion when all is said and done. What's your opinion? I mean, if Pakistan seems to be struggling for whatever reason to crack down on militants, isn't the U.S. not getting its money's worth? And shouldn't the assistance at least be drawn down until Pakistan has some results to show for it?
Well, that's a fair assessment, but we have reached a point where I don't think Pakistan is willing to do more.
Ayesha Siddiqui is a research associate at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London.